Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
High noon, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. Tier Tuesday, you can check out the quarterback tiers, Drake May and Matt Stafford all alone on the MVP tier. It's up at Jones and Keith on Twitter and Instagram. You can seek it out on the Odyssey app as well. Not only a Tier Tuesday, but also a Tom E. Tuesday, Tommy Curran. From NBC Sports Boston, is brought to you by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive, and by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping and get rewarded. Tommy Curran, how are we doing this week?
Tremendous. How are you, boys? Nice short week for us.
Oh, big double dip week is what it is. Jets week out there. We started the show, Tom, and I want to get to the MVP talk with Drake May. But we started the show reacting to Monday Night Football last night, two perceived elite teams looking pedestrian. We saw the Broncos on Thursday Night Football looking pedestrian. Patriots get another good win over Tampa to go with their win at Buffalo. And maybe we've gotten a little carried away. I know one texter thinks we're getting carried away with the Super Bowl talk. Is it fair to go there with this team this year?
Sure. I think to project that they would be in contention to be in the final four and if they win a game, yeah, because right now you have a team that shares the best record in the AFC, is playing better than the Colts, and is in line for a first-round bye. If you have a first-round bye, that means you're going to get a home divisional playoff game and be one win away from the AFC championship. So, to me, they'll probably meet somebody in that AFC championship game if they win their divisional playoff game that has a hell of a lot more experience and has more of a program than they do. But if it's a good day and you're home, anything can happen. So, yeah, it's not premature to forecast what things might look like if they finish 13-3 or 12-5, and 12-5 is highly attainable. So, no, it's not premature to forecast it. It would be, I think, a little foolhardy to expect it. But to forecast that that's what they're trending toward is what the job should be. Where are they trending? And being resistant to it, you can do that if you want to be cautious. But if you want to be realistic and objective, the team that shares the best record in the conference and is playing the best, to talk about it as a Super Bowl possibility is not stupid.
I came up with an all-time would-you-rather, Bragg, and I want to ask you this, and I want your answer.
It's pretty good.
This is really good. Tom, if you're the Patriots, would you rather the number one seed in the AFC or the Chiefs miss the playoffs?
Oh, that's a good one. I would rather the number one seed, because there might be some kind of way that you duck the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
It might just flesh out that Kansas City has to play somebody else. And there's a reason that they're not in the playoff picture right now, or are they? As of this,
no, they're not. They're currently the eighth seed. Yeah, they're out.
So I would take the one seed, and you could just, somebody will knock them off, and you don't have to deal with them. And if you have to deal with them, you have to deal with them at home. And Patriots fans are reinvigorated. Not that the Chiefs are going to be peeing down their leg because they have to go to Foxborough, or anyone with the amount of experience they have. But I think that having home field advantage is suddenly now again helpful for the Patriots, because it wasn't for a long time here at Gillette.
You said earlier it's not stupid to let your mind wander and think this team could contend for a Super Bowl this year. What's the internal expectation? You said it'd be maybe a little silly to expect a Super Bowl this year. What's the internal expectation for this team this year? Because it's hard for me to shake their approach at the trade deadline if they truly would agree with us that this might be their year.
I don't link the two, so I kind of disagree with the premise. I just don't link that their inactivity at the trade deadline is indicative of them not believing in their team. I don't think that that has to be a very black and white conversation, which it turned into. And it turned into it with a lot of people, so I'm not singling you out, but there's a massive difference between sitting there and walking past the phone and just whistling and going to get a coffee and working hard to try and make something done, which they say that they did. We can quibble over whether or not they could have used Jalen Phillips. Watching him last night, you'd think that they probably could have. But if they don't want to part with a third to rent a guy for eight games, I get the logic in that. So that's an aside. I think that internally, they are still cautious about what they're watching. Not to a point where they don't believe in their team, but they'll take the good fortune that is coming to them. Also understanding that, look, if things don't go the way the media and fans are projecting them to go or excited about, I think that they I didn't expect the question, so let me better articulate it.
Sure.
I don't think that they allow themselves to get excited, because I think they're very realistic that, okay, this is great, but, this is – We're overachieving, or we're achieving at a. I don't know how to answer the question. How's that?
Yeah, okay. I understand what you're saying, where it's difficult to, or you think it's separate from the trade deadline, but just to me, there's no question the Eagles believe in their team, which, duh, they won the Super Bowl last year. But the way they approach the trade deadline with three different trades and the way the Pats did, and you're saying maybe they're a little cautious towards it, not to put words in your mouth, but I just think those two things for me align. That's what it feels like to me, that they feel like they're ahead of schedule and they didn't expect to be here, and so they're treating it cautiously. Like, that is what it feels like to me from the outside looking in.
Yeah, I just think the leap to believe in your team or don't have confidence in them is very reductive and just designed to be extreme. And that's, I've heard it a million times. Well, I guess they don't believe in them. I guess they don't think they can win this year. Well, clearly they don't think they can win. They didn't make a move.
I mean, well, they did move. They actually subtracted. Yeah, they didn't even add it. They didn't forget not adding. They subtracted.
Right. Don't you think it's a little reductive?
Well,
maybe it might be. If you don't make a deal, you don't care.
But how do we talk about the Red Sox and the Celtics and every other? I mean, like, maybe we're talking about them reductively, but that's how we talk
about
them.
Don't care how you talk about that. I mean, that's – listen, I do think that – there is a rooting for a storyline and content that is part and parcel of what we all do, especially you guys. And it becomes offensive if they don't make a move and you already have your storyline mapped out. They do something, we talk about it. They don't, we kill them. So even the fact that they sat there and tried to make a bunch of deals, didn't do it, and then it's,
yeah, but I don't know if that. See, I think that's reductive, because I don't think it's mapping out. I don't think that's mapping out a storyline. I just think that's trade good, no trade bad. I mean, I think we kind of told you how we were going to feel before they did it. They didn't make a trade. In fact, they subtracted, so bad. We kind of told you what we were going to say because I wanted them to add to this team.
Of course, you did. Because there's more content if they do.
Well, and if there's plenty of content when they don't.
Content to lacerate them.
Yeah, but Tom, I think it's not revisionist by any stretch. Like, and nobody was asking for them to trade like a first round pick or even a second round pick.
No,
it was just,
I said they should make a deal. I said it for 2 weeks. They should make a deal. They're not a good enough team. They need more depth at edge. They need more depth at corner. They could use another wide receiver. I'm all in on Jacoby Myers, a fourth and a fifth, whatever. But I, again, to circle back, there's a difference between not making a deal and being able to say, they kind of should have, and not making a deal and saying they clearly don't care.
Okay. Do you think it came down to asking price or just players that actually moved that prevented them from doing anything?
I think it came down to asking price, and that's where I have my quibble. I mean, how many six-round picks do you need?
Right.
I mean,
right.
Just really. You're not going to have 11 guys make the team. So I can yell at you and I can yell at them.
As it stands right now, knowing that this is the roster going forward, is there something that stands out to you that might be the team's weakness? And that doesn't mean it's a fatal flaw. It just means it's sort of the weakness on the team.
Running back.
Yeah.
I don't care what Travion Henderson did the other day. We all have watched enough football to realize that their running game was not great the other day. They exploded through two holes, and Travion Henderson made the second run happen. But that was not a 147-yard performance. And I'm happy the guy did it for him because he seems like a good player and an earnest fella. But that is not a representative running game that they put out there the other day, regardless of the number of total yards they ended up with. I think Phil said it was 12 carries for 23 yards if you take out the big plays. And you can say, okay, well, the big plays happened. But those big plays were massive misses by Tampa in tackling and gap integrity, I think. So you can't count on those happening. So I'm still concerned about running back.
If you took away a couple of big plays from Drake May, the long play to Kyle Williams, it was a pedestrian day by his standards. Yeah. And yet, Keith and I have him as the MVP on a tier, just him and Matt Stafford. So time to get to this week's Drake take from Tommy Curran, presented by your New England Chevy dealers. Together, let's drive. You got one pick for MVP, and I know you've done this in the past. You voted on it in the past. Who would your pick as of today be for league MVP?
It would be May, simply based on the middle word, value. Valuable. He's the most valuable. He is the guy who has changed the face of the team more than anybody else. If he wasn't here, it would be horrendous. Now, I'm not saying it would be great for the LA Rams if Jimmy Garoppolo was under center, but that's a program. They would be doing well. So I credit the player who has made the most impact with, you know, lesser guys. You knew what Puka Nacua was. Sean McVay has a litany of experience with Matt Stafford. You could envision Matt Stafford having this kind of season. But for the Patriots, regardless of the opponents that they've played, I don't get into stats until I start realizing what the value is. And then when you go to stats, yes, Stafford has the touchdowns. But when you look at some of the deeper stats, you know, they've tried to blitz May. He was successful against the blitz again the other day. They've tried to, make him throw downfield. He's historically accurate downfield. So to me, I can't stand what people say. It's this person, and it's not particularly close. It is close, but I would say it's May.
You know, Rob Ninkovich was on the morning show last week talking about how, you know, he's like, I wouldn't just give him the win Thursday night against the Jets, really more because of scheduling than the opponent. But the Jets are just so bad. Pats are
so
big time favorites, and I like, they're going to lose again before the end of the season. I don't think they're going to win out. But, like, trying to identify those games, especially if it's outside of Buffalo or Baltimore, it's really tough to make the argument. Like, you think there's any way that they get tripped up or don't look good against the Jets on Thursday night?
Jets don't have Garrett Wilson now either.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's a mess.
Their touchdown. Yeah. They had 54 yards passing the other day, and Aaron Glenn was saying, you know, well, we didn't have a lot of opportunities because we had two return touchdowns. Fair. But you also got 42 yards passing on a dump off to Breece Hall.
Right.
He was on his way to throw for 12 yards in four quarters. And now they lost Garrett Wilson. So, no, I don't see this as a threat. And I think that Mike has their attention so much that he will impress upon them, look, don't blink now. We've gone 10 weeks, 10 games. We're playing Thursday. We're home. play the game, play it as intensely as a playoff game, and then just have nice 4 days of quiet. And then we'll see you again for the stretch run.
No, I mean, the spot for the Pats is they're at home. The Jets have just as quick of a turnaround. They're without Garrett Wilson. So, I think that's the fair way to look at it. Do you think they'll have Ramondre and or Kayshon Booty back for the game on Thursday?
I think Booty might be a better bet just in the brief conversations that I had with him last week. I have not seen Stevenson, so I don't know. And my concern with Stevenson is, and I haven't found this out, is if it's a turf toe, that's a problem. So what I would be concerned about is Terrell Jennings leaving the game, and Travion Henderson is on the list as well with a knee injury. That's another reason I was mentioning running back is my biggest concern, because his knee really twisted. I was stunned that he was able to come back into the game. I thought it was going to be a steady diet of Ernest Johnson, because it looked like it hyperextended when he was on the sideline.
Any chance at all that Bill Belichick takes over the New York Giants to start next season?
Imagine trying to sell that to your fan base. We just hired a 73-year-old guy who's been highly disorganized and a lightning rod for criticism for the last 7 years. But we brought him in to work with Jackson Dart.
I think you lead more with the Super Bowl rings than maybe with that description.
You go to the 80s Giants. Yeah, you go, remember this guy? NFL
you already have
footage.
The photos of him.
Yeah,
he shut down the K-gun.
Yeah.
good point by you. If you're packaging that, you're not going to give highlights of,
the last couple of years.
Yeah. In North Carolina, yeah.
Right.
But, yeah, I think that would be – I mean, that's the thing that gets lost in – as to whether or not he's a candidate and what he's done football. It's his age. If you have it's not an established team. He's certainly not going to go to a program that at this juncture is in full rebuild, which the Giants would be. You would hire him for a team that's disappointing. I do like the Josh McDaniels conversation, although I don't think that he would go, is would he be palatable? It's going to be hard for teams when the betting odds come out on replacement head coaches. McDaniels is going to be at the top of many of those hypotheticals, because if you do what he's doing once again with a quarterback and having that level of success, and you know that every year the coordinators get the most run, it's inevitable.
Can't be the Giants, though. Judge Dayball McDaniels. Like, they wouldn't. They can't allow that.
I forgot about Judge.
Yeah. Can't do it.
He's pretty easy to forget about. Yeah. For non-Giants fans, anyway, he's pretty easy to forget about. No, but you just said you don't think Josh would go. Like, if the Giants offered it, you don't think he'd take it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he would. I mean, it's a lot of money, and I know him well, but I can't pretend that I should say on a radio station that Josh McDaniels wouldn't go. So that would be unfair to me to say. So please do not retweet that, catalog that.
That's why I wanted clarity on you offering it up.
I
just, just you and I talking, having a coffee, I would say, I don't know if he'd go. I mean, he's happy. He's in a building team. He's got a great situation. His kids are in high school, and I think things are going well there, and they enjoy it here. The upside of dealing with New York and having to jump back into the hot lava of being a head coach again at this juncture might not appeal as much. But again, that's me kind of channeling how I'd feel if I was him. It's not his opinion.
Well, we know if they asked Vrabel, he'd recommend Ashton Grant. So we all know how that's going. Tommy Curran.
He's in the key.
NBC Sports Boston joins us every Tuesday on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. You can follow his work at Tommy Curran on Twitter. Catch him on Thursday on WEEI Afternoons. Tom, as always, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Thank you, and thank you for letting me trade ideas and spar with you on the trade stuff.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, yes, yes. A healthy exchange.
Feel
of
free
ideas.
To use that. Would you rather, by the way,
yeah.
about the buy
oh, yeah,
or
yeah,
the
yeah.
Chiefs?
Yeah,
that's
week,
a good one.
This week's column. You
I
can
like
use that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. See you guys.
All right, Tommy Curran, every Tuesday here on Jones and Keefe. I
let the record state, I don't think Belichick or Josh McDaniels will be a head coach next year or ever again in the NFL.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, that's it.
But if McDaniels got offered it, I think he'd take it.
I don't know.
I think he'd take it.
He's taken three jobs away from here, and guess what happened every time? Fired came back.
He got a giant payday and then had to tuck his tail and come back to New England.
But at some point, he's not working for free right
I don't
now.
I don't think they'll offer it. The Giants won't offer it to him.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't know that any NFL team will offer Josh McDaniels a job. I don't know if any NFL team short of the Giants is going to offer anything to Bill. And I think Bill would be a disaster if he went there.
Yeah, I don't think any of them ultimately. I think they're both fun to throw on a list.
They'd both take it.
Well, Bill would go
crawling there. And McDaniels would take it.
Yeah, but Josh is also at a different point in his life. And I wonder if he talks to his wife and is just like, we're moving again. But this time it's going to work. And she's like, dude, we just stay here. Like, can we please? Can we play? Like, I know we always focus just on the sports part of it, but like for a family moving from Vegas to Denver to St. Louis, back to Boston, back to
and
this.
And then he goes, oh, by the way, oh, you don't want to have our kids switch schools? Oh, by the way, here's another $30 million guaranteed.
No. I mean, I guess if it's
I
that
think
much
that
more.
Would do pretty well
yeah,
for
but
our
he's
kids.
Not, but he's not going to work for nothing here. So whenever his Raiders contract runs out, and if Kraft wants him again.
Start the clock on the new one.
No, I know, but I'm just saying like, he'll be a highly paid coordinator here. When he turned down the Colts job, they made him the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. So they Kraft would offer him money.
But the highest paid coordinator
doesn't
is
make sense. Yeah.
Nothing compared to the lowest paid head coach.
Although, yeah, actually, I wonder. I'd be interested in that because they're like college coordinators.
Yeah, maybe to say nothing is to use a Tommy Curran word, reductive. Yeah. But, the highest paid coordinator has to make less than the lowest paid head coach, I would think.
I would think so, too. Let's see. Chip Kelly.
Coaching salaries are tough to get all the
info on. It is. All right. I think I have the highest paid coordinator. So let me look up lowest paid head coach and see if it's any different. So the highest paid coordinator, according to this Google search.
Does Chip Kelly make more than like Brian Schottenheimer?
He makes more than Dave Canales, according to the
internet.
Yeah, honestly,
you know what? Maybe. All right, fair point.
He makes more than Canales, Callahan, who's been fired, Todd Bowles, Kevin Stefanski, Mike McDaniel.
What would he make more as? The head coach of the New York Giants?
No,
not the Panthers, but New York Giants.
Probably.
Or OC here?
I would think probably.
I think there.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. I know Curran doesn't want to say they don't believe in their team. But I think he pretty much said they kind of don't. Like, they didn't expect to be here. And so he doesn't want to go on the radio and say they don't believe in their team. And they're probably not saying they don't believe in their team.
I want to say this very clearly. They hate their coach.
But you don't subtract from a team you believe in. Like, how does that logically make sense?
Yeah, I guess it's worked for them so far. The addition by subtraction. Like, getting rid of Peppers, we were both like, why are you getting rid of Peppers? I don't know, the team's been pretty good. Like, even like Kendrick Bourne, you're like, is he really like the odd man? Like, they got rid of the anybody that was on the team before, they feel like they're just better off without.
I don't like the idea that just, well, we're just rooting for a story. I mean, look, I'm always rooting for storylines, but them making a trade or them not
making
a trade.
Well, we can talk about it either way.
We have content either way.
No, we can talk about it either way.
So I don't agree with that.
No, what would have been, I guess, counter to all week we were leading up saying, like, we wanted a trade.
Yeah.
So then if they made a trade, and if we were like, that was a dumb trade, that would have been like, what are you guys doing? Like, we were consistent.
Right.
Yeah.
No. And he wanted a trade. Then they don't make a trade. They actually subtract. Yeah. And he's like, I think they believe. And maybe they do. I don't know. That just their actions don't match it is what I would say. 617-779-7937. I will get to your phone calls there on a Tom E. Tuesday. If you missed any of it, use the rewind feature. Go back and listen on the Odyssey app. We'll get to Kiefer Madness coming up at 1245 plus. The AFC wide open. Does the road to the Super Bowl go through Foxborough? We'll get to that.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.